Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, October 16, 2022, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Romans 5, verses 3 through 5, result number 4. Of justification, suffering for blessing. Beginning at verse 3, and not only this, but also we keep on boasting, glorying in our sufferings. Suffering for blessing. Now this is only the believer and spiritual adult who glories in his suffering. Those who are in the cosmic system, baby believers and so forth, they spend all their time complaining about their suffering. Complaining, griping, that's all they do. They have suffering, but they are not glorying in their suffering. This is the winner believer. This is the believer that has lived the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, attained spiritual adulthood. And he understands this great category of suffering for blessing. And not only this, but also we, spiritually adult believers, keep on boasting, glorying in our suffering, suffering for blessing. Why? Because we, winner believers, know that suffering for blessing produces perseverance, courageous endurance. And perseverance, courageous endurance, brings about proven character, demonstrated grace righteousness. And proven character, demonstrated grace righteousness, brings about hope, absolute confidence, especially hope 2 and hope 3, greater grace blessing for time, greater grace blessing for all eternity. And hope never disappoints, because love for God, virtue love, has been poured out in our hearts by the agency of the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit and the teaching ministry of God the Holy Spirit, who, the Holy Spirit, was given to us, universal indwelling of the Holy Spirit, to every church age believer. 1. In Romans 5:5, suffering for blessing is designed by God to have love for God poured out in the heart of the spiritually mature believer. God set this up. This is His plan. How cool is this? Fantastic. In Romans 5:5, suffering for blessing is designed by God to have love for God poured out in the heart of the spiritually mature believer. 2. Living the spiritual life by the grace and power of God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit, and teaching ministry of the Spirit, grace perspicacity, results in love for God being poured out in our hearts. Living the spiritual life by the grace and power of God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit and teaching ministry of God the Holy Spirit, grace perspicacity, results in love for God being poured out in our hearts. 3. This is the ultimate objective of the spiritual life. This is why we're here. When the Lord Jesus Christ was asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" He said, "To love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength." That's number one. That's the greatest. And the next is love your neighbor as yourself. That's virtue love. So this is the ultimate objective of the spiritual life. 4. What the Apostle Paul is teaching in Romans 5:5 is the exact same thing that the Apostle John is teaching in 1 John 2:5. What the Apostle Paul is teaching in Romans 5:5 is the exact same thing the Apostle John is teaching in 1 John 2:5. 1 John 2:5, if anyone keeps observing, fulfilling, obeying his word, that is, the mandates of God's word, then the love for God, virtue love, has truly been brought to completion in his heart. And by this, we know, we appreciate and understand that we are abiding in him. We're living the spiritual life and attaining spiritual maturity. So what the Apostle Paul is teaching in Romans 5:5 is the exact same thing the Apostle John is teaching in 1 John 2:5. 5. Suffering for blessing in the life of the winner believer produces the 4 virtues of Romans 5:3-5. Hupomone, courageous endurance, perseverance. Dokime, proven character, demonstrated grace righteousness. Elpis, hope, absolute confidence in God and his word. Agape, love for God poured out in his heart. So suffering for blessing in the life of the winner believer produces the 4 virtues of Romans 5:3-5. Six, the ultimate objective is to have personal love for God the Father and personal love for God the Son, which is occupation with Jesus Christ, brought to completion in your heart. The ultimate objective is to have personal love for God the Father and personal love for God the Son, occupation with Jesus Christ, brought to completion in your heart. Seven. Invisible God can only be truly loved by a capacity for love which is in the soul. Invisible God can only be truly loved by a capacity for love which is in the soul, in the heart. That's virtue number 4 And hope never disappoints because love for God has been poured out in our hearts. In our hearts by the agency of the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Universal indwelling of the Spirit. So the ultimate objective is to have personal love for God the Father and personal love for God the Son. Occupation with Jesus Christ brought to completion in your heart. 7, invisible God can only be truly loved by a capacity for love which is in your heart. 8, that capacity comes when you have passed through the door of hope, confidence in God and His Word, and entered into the advanced stages of the spiritual life. That capacity comes when you have passed through the door of hope, confidence in God and His Word, and entered into the advanced stages of the spiritual life. You see, when you grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, when you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and have this fantastic virtue love brought to completion in your heart, when you get to that point where you have love, you love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. When you get to that point, every little detail of your life, every second of the day, you have absolute confidence on every little thing, every detail, that this is all in God's absolute perfect plan. And you also understand that sometimes these details include suffering. All right. When you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and the suffering comes in, wahoo! Yeah! All right. Now, God has got something really special going on here. He's like giving me a chance to run some spiritual hurdles and, well, fulfill Romans 5, 3 through 5. Have these fantastic virtues developed in your soul. And so you don't fall apart. You don't complain. You don't gripe. You just love the Lord your God with more love than ever before. And you know that He has already provided everything for you to clear these hurdles. He's given you precisely correct procedure. His problem-solving devices. And you know those problem-solving devices. So now you get to use them. Now you get to use them and apply them. So you apply those faith, rest, life, personal sense of destiny, personal love for God the Father, impersonal love for all, occupation with Jesus Christ, sharing the happiness of God, filling of the Spirit. You understand and utilize all of these and you apply them precisely correct procedure. Clear the hurdle. Accelerate your spiritual momentum to spiritual maturity and glorifying God to the maximum. So that capacity comes when you have passed through the door of hope, maximum confidence in God and His Word, and entered into the advanced stages of the spiritual life. 9, the love of the believer for God is the highest love that can exist. The love of the believer for God is the highest love that can exist. 10. Spiritual virtue of the winner believer has this highest love for God. God is his most important love. And that gives him, when you have God as your most important love, not to worry. You'll love husbands, you'll love your wives, because God is your most important love. You'll love your wives with impersonal love. Wives, you'll love your husbands with impersonal love when God is your most important love. You'll love all. Personal love for God is the motivating virtue that motivates impersonal love for all. But the greatest love is love for God. 11. This believer is a winner believer by the grace and the power of God. Hanakon, as it says in Revelation, the winner believer. This believer is a winner believer by the grace and the power of God. He understands what Jesus Christ did in his hypostatic union by living the unique spiritual life for the very first time. Jesus Christ was at physical birth, was indwelt and filled with the Spirit, and he was filled with the Spirit 100% of the time. He understands the spiritual life that was given to Jesus Christ. He has lived the unique spiritual life of the church age by the spiritual skills, and he is qualified to receive suffering for blessing so that four great virtues of Christ can be developed. Courageous endurance, perseverance, proven character, demonstrated grace, righteousness, hope, absolute confidence in God and his word, and love for God poured out in his heart. He understands that the same spiritual life that our Lord had in his hypostatic union has been given to him. And he has a happiness that does not depend on the circumstances of life, and therefore is qualified to glorify God in times of suffering and adversity, as well in times of prosperity. Better get that one down. He has happiness that does not depend on the circumstances of life, and therefore is qualified to glorify God in times of suffering and adversity, as well as in times of prosperity. So Romans 5, 3 through 5 again sounds like this. And not only this, but also introducing result number 4 of justification. And not only this, but also we keep on boasting, glorying in our sufferings, suffering for blessing, because we, winner believers, know that suffering for blessing produces perseverance, steadfastness, fortitude, courageous endurance. And perseverance, courageous endurance, brings about proven character, demonstrated grace, righteousness. And proven character, demonstrated grace, righteousness, brings about hope, absolute confidence, especially hope 2 and hope 3, greater grace blessing for time, greater grace blessing for all eternity. And hope never disappoints, because love for God has been poured out in our hearts by the agency of the Holy Spirit, who was given to us, universal indwelling of the Spirit. The ultimate objective of the spiritual life, then, is having love for God poured out in our hearts. This includes personal love for God the Father and personal love for God the Son, occupation with Jesus Christ. So, 1. Personal love is only a virtue when it's directed toward God. Personal love for man has to be inside the integrity envelope of impersonal love for all. But personal love is only a virtue when it's directed toward God. When personal love is directed toward man, it must be inside that integrity envelope of impersonal love for all. 2, virtue in personal love must exist in the object. God is the object. God is perfect. God is absolute righteousness, perfect justice. 3, God the Father and God the Son, as our Lord and our Savior, have infinite virtue, absolute righteousness, and perfect justice. Therefore, they are the object of the winner believer's personal love. God the Father and God the Son, as our Lord and Savior, have infinite virtue, infinite integrity, absolute righteousness, and perfect justice, and therefore they are the object of the winner believer's personal love. 4, when the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing, personal love for God is poured out in his heart. When the winner believer clears the hurdles of suffering for blessing, then personal love for God is poured out in his heart. Five, through living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, the winner believer gets maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart. Virtue love is brought to completion in his heart. Through living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, the winner believer gets maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart. Virtue love is brought to completion in his heart. 6, therefore, he has maximum love for God in his heart. Maximum love for God in his heart. God is his most important love. No matter what's going on, no matter the circumstances, adversity or prosperity, makes no difference. He has maximum love for God. Now, God is invisible. Anybody here seen God? Raise your hand if you've seen him. Okay, go get the guys with the white coats. We haven't seen God. I haven't seen God. You haven't seen God. God is invisible. It is impossible to love someone who is invisible apart from knowing him. And in order to love God, the thinking of God, you have to know the thinking of God. The Bible is called the Word of God. It's also called the mind of Christ. The Bible is the thinking of God. It's also called the voice of the Spirit. In order to love God, the thinking of God must be learned and believed and in your heart. 7, when this is true, then you will love God more than life itself. When this is true, then you will love God more than life itself, because you know God's thinking. We haven't seen God, but we have the Word of God. We have his thinking. When you get his thinking into your heart, then you will love God more than life itself. And God's thinking is the God-breathed Scriptures. So God is invisible. And if you are ever going to love God, you have to know his thinking. God's thinking is given to us in the absolute truth of his word. We have the mind of Christ, Bible doctrine, and therefore we can know God and develop love for God. In contrast to that, people are visible. You can see them. However, it's difficult with people to know exactly what they're thinking. We know exactly what God is thinking. He's given us His thinking. But it's hard and difficult for us to know what people are thinking. For example, someone says, I love you. If anybody here is single and you're going out on a date and the guy says, I love you, I would, at that point, I think I would say, just drop me off. I have enough money to catch the bus. I'll get a ride home. Anybody can say, I love you. And I'll tell you very honestly, a lot of guys just have that as a line. It's a line. Now, every once in a while, they might love you. But you don't know exactly what's going on in their thinking. It may be wrapped up in hypocrisy and false motivation with absolutely no capacity for love at all. Therefore, you are easily deceived by people, by the visible. But when you consistently and faithfully learn and believe the mind of Christ, Bible doctrine, you cannot be deceived by God, God's plan, God's will, God's purpose for your life. 8. Personal love for God the Father is seen in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Turn over to 1 Corinthians 2, 9. Personal love for God the Father is seen in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. One, life can become the most fantastic thing. Life can become the most fantastic thing when you reach that point of love, personal love for God. 2, God has prepared for you things that are exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think for those who love God. God has prepared for you things that are exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. 1 Corinthians 2:9. When we have love for God. 3. But God and His Word must come first. And as you grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, somewhere along the line the light goes on. And it happens with all of you. It happened with me when I was at Wazoo, Washington State University. And Pastor Ron Breckel was the pastor of Bethany Bible Church. And I was involved in Campus Crusade for Christ, and I was going out and I was witnessing all over campus. I was giving the four spiritual laws all over, and sitting down and giving the gospel, and I'd say this and he'd say that, and I'd say this and he'd say that, and I didn't know how to answer it. And I would head back to Bethany and see Ron. I said, Ron, I was giving the four spiritual laws, this guy, and I said this, and he said this. I said, I didn't know the answer. And so he would take the Bible and turn to it and show me the answer. Oh, that's great. That's great, Ron. A few days later, I come back. Ron, I was given the gospel and I said this and I didn't know the answer. And then he opened the Bible. And then one time I had a guy that was involved in some of the Christian stuff there at Wazoo, and he called me up and he said, Olson, you want to go up with me to the top of the mountain? It's a full moon tonight. I'm going to speak in tongues. You want to go up with me? Well, I didn't know what the hell speaking in tongues meant. I thought you always use your tongue when you spoke. So I went to Ron. I said, Ron, what is speaking in tongues? Well, he went through and explained it all. He said, Dick, don't you know what God is trying to tell you? You got to understand I'm Norwegian, so it takes a little bit thick skull. He's telling you, you need Bible doctrine. I go, that's it, Ron. He's telling me I need Bible doctrine. He says, I've taught all these things. And I said, that's it, Ron. You're 100% right. And right then, the light went on. And Bible doctrine was more important from that point on than anything else in my life, period. Over and out, 100%. And I was in class every night from that day on, except when we were running a track meet at Oregon. Oregon State was a University of Washington, wherever, and I missed it. But otherwise, I was there every single class because Bible doctrine was more important than anything else in my life. When that light goes on, it goes on for different people at other times. Sometimes, some people, it never goes on because they're too damn arrogant. But if you have any humility, why, somewhere along the line, the light will go on. And it went on there. And that's why Pastor Breckel was doing a phenomenal job. And as Pastor Thame told me, Pastor Breckel is doing the best job of any pastor in this nation. You tell him that from me. And I said, yes, sir, I will. Somewhere the light has to go on where Bible doctrine is more important than anything else in your life. So, personal love for God the Father, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Life can become the most fantastic thing when you have personal love for God. God has prepared for you things that are exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. But God and His Word, somewhere along the line, has to come first and have priority over everything else in your life. Well, that's personal love for God the Father. We have many passages that talk about personal love for God the Son, Jesus Christ. But we will look at some of those next week with our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.